City officials in Lawrence are calling for the resignation of Lawrence Mayor William Lantigua following the arraignment of two of his close city government associates who pleaded not guilty yesterday to corruption and extortion charges. But Lantigua says he's not going anywhere. WBUR's Dolores Handy was at the courthouse for the arraignment yesterday. She reports that while the two accused men would not speak with reporters, one of their defense attorneys did.
Prominent criminal defense attorney Frank Mundana said he hadn't yet read the indictment against his client, Felix Bonilla, the deputy police chief in Lawrence.
I've been reading about it in the press, and so now we get an opportunity to see, what the discovery shows in terms of what's there in support of the case, if anything.
Deputy Chief Bonilla, who was Lantigua's former campaign manager, and Leonard Degnan, Lantigua's former chief of staff, were indicted on charges including extortion, bribery, and conspiracy. In a deal, Bonilla is accused of brokering, a Cadillac and a Lexus were among the 13 vehicles that were given to a friend of the mayor, a car dealer, in exchange for four Chevy Impalas. The government says that cost the city $30,000. The other defendant, Leonard Degnan, is accused of demanding that the city's trash hauler donate a truck to the mayor's hometown in the Dominican Republic, threatening to void the company's contract if it didn't. The truck was sent. City Attorney Charles Boddy says if a truck was donated, as has been reported, it is not necessarily a criminal act.
Anyone can donate money or property to anyone, and in fact, corporations do it quite frequently as means of getting tax deductions. I suppose in this instance, what's relevant is the circumstances under which it was done.
Nevertheless, Boddy says the contract with Allied Waste is coming to an end.
We have one company now, and we're going to transition to a new company momentarily.
Mayor William Lantigua was not available for comment yesterday, but he released a statement acknowledging the indictments are very serious. He added that they are only allegations. He also vowed to stay on as mayor. That statement came from City Hall just as a news conference at a park across the street, called by two city officials, demanded that Lantigua step down.
Well, as far as I know, this is the first time anybody has publicly asked for the mayor's resignation. At least any public official has asked for the mayor's resignation.
Councilor Mark LaPlante was joined by a Lawrence School Committee member and two community leaders.
It's been an insult upon insult to the citizens of the city of Lawrence. And at some point, we have to say enough is enough.
Longtime Lawrence resident Domingo Melendez is troubled by Lantigua's relationship with the two indicted men.
If they did it for him, they were wrong. If they are guilty of something, he has to be guilty of something because he's the boss.
But Lantigua still has his defenders, among them Lawrence resident Andreas Nualco.
It's about because he's Dominican. And a lot of people don't like Dominican in this country. A lot of people like to make in trouble.
Nualco feels the mayor is doing a good job, but says the city needs more law enforcement on the street. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Dolores Handy.